Greetings and God bless you, my friends and neighbors, and welcome to the Wow Factor, the word of wisdom designed to inspire, empower, and enlighten you in just a few short minutes at a time. My name is D.L. Wallace, and I am elated to be the host of this day's call, where our motto is simple: your soul will be blessed in 8 minutes or less. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your coworkers, your neighbors, your loved ones, and friends so they can have some inspiration to make it through the course of their day. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply spicy or mild. Spicy or mild. Now, if you've ever gone to a Mexican restaurant, you've had this question posed to you more times than you can remember. Because whether it was salsa or guacamole or the entrees and appetizers, they asked you, do you want that dish spicy or do you want it mild? Now, if you're conservative, you probably said, give it to me the mild version. I don't want the spicy. But if you're adventurous, you opted for the spicy. And you already know what's going to happen when you eat that spicy food. Your nose is going to water. Your eyes are going to water. And as soon as you taste that spicy jalapeno pepper, you're going to reach for something to drink because spicy will cause a reaction as soon as you get it. Spicy is memorable. We've got to admit that. Well, in this Christian life, we're also called to be spicy. Do you know that we've got a choice as Christians whether to be spicy or mild? And God wants us to be spicy. Remember, he told us in Matthew 5:13 that we are the salt of the earth. We're the spice, my friends and neighbors. Yes, my friends, we are the spice that the world needs. And as Christians, if given the option, I'm challenging you, my friends and neighbors, to choose spicy over mild. That SPICE acronym that we'll outline today are the five key components that make saints of God spicy. That S reminds us that all saints should stand out. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we should stand out. Remember, the Bible tells us in Deuteronomy 14:2, God declares that we are a holy people unto the Lord, that he's chosen us to be a peculiar people unto himself. And you know, everything that is peculiar stands out. Doesn't matter where you go, what you do, you always recognize something that you see that is peculiar. And we are, my friends, a peculiar people, a holy nation, a royal priesthood, as the Bible tells us in 1 Peter 2. We are those individuals that are supposed to stand out. Let me ask you a question, my friends. How are you standing out? Does your conduct stand out? Does your faith stand out? See, we were encouraged in 1 Timothy 4 to be an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in faith, in charity, in spirit, and in purity. We're supposed to stand out that way. Yes, my friends and neighbors, that means that our words should stand out. Remember, the Bible tells us in Colossians 4:6, let our speech be always with grace and seasoned with salt, that we may not know how to answer every man. See, we don't speak like the news speaks. If you ever watch the news, my friends, I hope you don't, but if you do, all they talk about is gloom and doom. 17 people died today in a car crash in Atlanta. You turn on another channel, a plane crashed today and killed 19 people. All the passengers are dead. All they speak is gloom and doom. Everything is negative. Well, we're not like that, my friends. All we speak is positive. Our speech is faith speech. Remember, he says our speech is always with grace and seasoned with salt. We are spicy in the way that we communicate. Where it's spicy in that regard. That P in our SPICE acronym reminds us that as saints of God, we're supposed to pursue. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we pursue. See, some people just sit back and think that everything's going to fall into their lap and that they don't really have to try, and if they do have to try, they get discouraged because things don't work when they expect. That's not what the spicy do, my friends and neighbors. The spicy pursue. The Bible tells us in 1 Timothy 4:7 that we should exercise ourselves unto godliness. Yes, my friends and neighbors, that means that we are working hard to be like God. Are you working hard to be like God, to walk like him, to talk like him? Are you working hard in that process? Then the Bible tells us in Luke 10:27 that we should love the Lord our God with all our heart, all our soul, all our strength, with all our mind, and our neighbor as ourselves. You see, my friends and neighbors, the spicy will pursue. This didn't say that we should love the Lord with some of our heart, with some of our mind, with some of our strength, and kind of love our neighbor if they do us right. No. It's saying with everything we have. Remember, the Bible tells us in Psalms 103, I will bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. See, the spicy have an all or nothing mentality. We keep going until we get what we're chasing. We believe in that. You remember the Bible, and when Jacob wrestled with the angel and said, I won't let you go until you bless me. Well, by the same token, my friends and neighbors, are spicy, are committed to pursue. What are you praying for? Have you given up on it? Are you still believing God for it? Are you still holding on? Are you still recognizing that it's already done and all you've got to do is receive it? See, the Bible tells us some powerful things in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. We discover a few things. First, the Bible says, rejoice evermore. Then the next scripture says, pray without ceasing. Then the next one says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. See, we pursue so much that we rejoice all the time because we know that we're going to get what we're chasing. We know that we're going to get what we pray for. We know that the sick are going to be healed. We know that God has the power to do all things and we can win in every aspect. He can raise dead. He can heal sick. He can open blinded eyes. God has that power and he's placed it inside of us. My friends and neighbors are spicy, are not afraid to pursue. And they're also that eye tells us that the spicy know how to ignore. See, we know how to ignore because when you're spicy, you're going to be criticized. When you're spicy, you're going to be talked about. When you're spicy, you're going to be encouraged to tone it down a little bit. Some people are going to tell you it doesn't take all that. You don't have to pray every day. Some people are going to tell you that. They're going to say, well, you don't got to be that vocal about it. No. The spicy know how to ignore. Remember, Jesus was accused of being a wine bibber. He was accused of being a glutton. A wine bibber is a drunk. You know, they accuse him of being a drunk. They accuse him of being a glutton, you know, that he was greedy. Look who you hang around. Look at the people that you're around. They talked about him all the time, but it did not change what he did. By the same token, don't forget, the Bible tells us in Philippians 2 and 5, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Then we discover in 1 Corinthians 2 and 16 that we have the mind of Christ. Then we're encouraged in Romans 12 and 21, be not overcome with evil, but we should overcome evil with good. So no matter how many things people say about us, learn to ignore my friends and neighbors because the spicy have mastered the art of ignoring the criticism to continue to pursue the righteous will of God. My friends and neighbors, we can all be spicy. If you have the choice in this Christian life, whether to be spicy or mild, never pick mild, my friends. Always go with the spicy because the spicy stand out. We pursue and we ignore. That's all the time of yours I'm going to take today. Until we talk again on tomorrow, God bless you. God bless your families and embrace the new and improving you.